In South Carolina, all political parties are equal, but some are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift in understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
To the Alternative Media, this is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 16th, 2014. We're in hour two of the broadcast. We're streaming live at republicbroadcasting.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Going to be taking your phone calls next hour. Last week we had a DVD giveaway. And Art won. Hopefully he's going to receive that today. I didn't mail that till Wednesday, Art. I didn't have an envelope. But hopefully he will receive that today. Might have got it yesterday. Who knows? But anyway, I'm thinking I may do that again today. And if I do, I have got in my hand my very favorite all-time DVD that I'd never seen anywhere else about Tesla. I've never seen this anywhere else, YouTube anywhere, and it is a great documentary. And hopefully, I'll be giving that away. We'll see how the hour unfolds. Also, I'm going to throw in a bonus Bill Cooper DVD there as well to get us started this hour. This is coming in from TheDailySignal.com. DailySignal.com. More than 600 convicted criminals, including felons, were among thousands of illegal immigrants freed under the Obama administration in advance of 2013 budget cut mandated under sequestration. Now, this is all before the current so-called border crisis. That's according to a new report from the Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security. According to the IG's report, at least two dozen aliens were released by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, even though they were in mandatory detention categories. The report provided a scathing portrayal of budget mismanagement and flawed processes at the highest levels inside the nation's Immigration Enforcement Agency. Now, I know we've covered some of this before, but this is a new story. It should come as no surprise. This is all by design. It's a manufactured crisis. They're taking us where they want us to go, and they're even putting it right out in our face. The atmosphere leading up to the sequestration in early 2013 was politically charged. President Obama claimed the automatic budget cuts would hurt the economy, health care, and emergency responders, and federal prosecutors would have to let criminals go. Republicans accused the administration of trying to create the appearance of a crisis by making high-level cuts they claimed were unnecessary, such as halting White House public tours and mass releasing of illegal immigrants. This has been going on for a while. During the 3 weeks leading up to the sequestration, from February 9th to March 1st, ICE released 2,226 immigrant detainees, 607 of whom had serious criminal convictions. Approximately 1,450 were freed the last weekend before sequestration. The field office that released the most criminal convicts include Phoenix, Houston, Atlanta, and Chicago. About a week before sequestration, the White House Office of Management notified the Budget Office of ICE funding problems and requested $22 million, but ICE inexplicably moved forward with the mass releases without waiting to hear from whether the White House would provide the requested funds or not. We were not able to determine why ICE executive leadership did not wait to make the decision on releasing the illegal immigrants. So I thought that was an interesting story. I mean, this thing goes on and on and on. It shouldn't surprise anyone. This is all being done by design. It's complete lawlessness at the highest levels. There's absolutely no accountability at all. I mean, you know, if you had a position of authority in any company and you acted as recklessly as these so-called representatives of we the people in Washington, D.C. do, well, you'd be fired. Or if you're engaged in, you know, criminal activity, you'd be arrested. But here, if you're part of the federal government of the United States, it's complete lawlessness, no accountability, just run roughshod over the Constitution and the American people. Day after day, month after month, year after year, I've been watching this now for a long time unfold. I am so jaded, I can't be surprised anymore, I don't think. I used to could. But now, so I'm just like, oh, they're going to do that? Well, should have suspected that. Should have guessed. Should have known. It still goes back to how amazing it is what the American people will accept. And I guess as long as this economy is teetering along, as long as there's still some people with good jobs and some rich that spend money, I guess people will be happy with the status quo. You know, even though the statistics I read earlier, 40% of American households are struggling with financial problems, you're right around where your manufacturing sectors used to be, and they're all boarded up and grass is growing through the parking lots. You talk to friends and neighbors, and they tell you, you know, they've got family that's moved in with them because they were in foreclosure, and, you know, this company's cutting back or moving or consolidating or what have you. But we just keep moving forward. There's still too many people out there, I guess, that still try to hold on to the tired old belief that, you know, we're going to get them the next election and things are going to turn around. But, you know, when you, how long do you have to watch this thing till you give up on that? I don't know. You know, I can't throw too many stones because I was there at one time. I believed that. I hoped for that. I wished for that. But then if you watch it close enough or long enough, you start having to draw the same opinions that many RBN listeners and myself have, that, you know, it's just not going to change unless it gets worse. You can't have any trust in this system that is hopelessly broken, that doesn't represent the American people. You know, I go back, there's so many things we could point our finger to, and after the next break, we're going to get into this article, which Breitbart.com ran, "You Have Zero Impact on U.S. Policy." And it's absolutely the truth. It is absolutely the truth. Where does the big money come from? The selections. It comes from the campaign donations of the big corporations. Who was Obama's biggest campaign supporter? Goldman Sachs. Like I've said, so, and, you know, then the Supreme Court ruling that corporations are the same as people with regards to campaign donations. It's just, it's really to the point now everyone should have to accept the fact that the system is hopelessly broken. The system is hopelessly broken. It has become so corrupt from the bottom to the top. It does not represent the best interest of the American people at all whatsoever. And we see it on so many different levels. That's why, you know, I said a couple of weeks ago, I was going to remind everyone at every chance I got to prepare, get out of debt, learn to garden, can. Make whatever preparations you deem necessary for wherever you live for what is going to be coming in the future. because now there's so many different scenarios we can talk about. We can talk about the Ebola outbreak. We can talk about economic collapse. We can talk about war. We can talk about race wars. There's so many different ways. I mean, there's diseases now. Remember when I done the story a couple of weeks ago? The diseases that was like 10 different plagues in America. These diseases carried by mosquitoes. These diseases that we've never had in this country. That's in separate areas. That's growing. That you've never can't even pronounce the names. You've never even heard of them. There is definitely troubling times ahead for this country. And hey, in many respects, you can't throw too many stones that we don't deserve it. You know, the complacency of the people in this country is mind-boggling. We're going to be coming up on a break. When we come back, you have zero impact on U.S. policy. I'll be listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in a moment.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hello and welcome back to the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And this is an interesting article. Should come to no surprise to any of this audience. But maybe if you know you're the passerby that's strolled over on the radio dial and have found this broadcast, maybe this can be an eye-opener for you, because guess what, friend? This is the sad, sad truth. A startling new political science study concludes that corporate interest and the mega-wealthy control U.S. policy to such a degree that the preferences of the average American appear to have only a tiny, minuscule, near zero, statistical, non-significant impact on public policy. Now, let me read that one more time, because they really tried. Minuscule, near zero, statistically non-significant impact on public policy. So, those of you out there that think you're somehow waging a war of change through our sellout traitors in our Congress and our Senate, you have minuscule, near zero, statistically non-significant impact on public policy. Brother, if that is hard for you to come to grips with, and I know a lot of people don't like that. I read the email. I haven't been able to respond to all of it in the last several weeks. I haven't done a very good job updating my website. But that's because of personal things going on. I just haven't been able to do it. But I do read the email. And I know a lot of people hate it, especially locally, when I say we don't have any effect on these politicians because they don't care. They do not care. It's obvious. Let's read them. The startling study titled Testing Theories of American Politics, Elites, Interest Groups, and the Average Citizens is slated to appear in an upcoming issue of Perspectives on Politics. It was authored by the Princeton University professor Martin Gillens and Northwestern University professor Benjamin Page. An early draft can be found at princeton.edu. That's a big, long bunch of stuff you'd have to type in. I can't read that. Noted American University historian Alan J. Lynchman, who highlighted the piece in a Tuesday article published at The Hill, thehill.com, you might can find it there, calls Gillens and Page's research shattering and says their scholarship should be a loud wake-up call to the vast majority of Americans who are bypassed by their government. We've been bypassed, people. We have been bypassed. Bypassed it. We've been steamrollered. We've been squashed like a bug. They do not care what you have to say, people. It's painfully obvious. Wake up. Wake up out there. The statistical research looked at public attitudes on nearly 1,800 policy issues and determined that government almost always ignores the opinions of the average citizens and adopts the policy preferences of moneyed business interests when shaping the contours of U.S. laws. They care about the big corporations, the big banks, the big money. They don't care about you, Mr. Peasant. The study's findings align with recent trends where corporate elites have aggressively pursued pro-amnesty policies, despite the fact that, according to the most recent Reuters polls, 70% believe illegal immigrants threaten traditional U.S. beliefs and customs, and 63% believe immigrants place a burden on the economy. So, all right, here we've got a recent poll done by Reuters. 70% of Americans believe illegal immigrants threaten traditional U.S. beliefs and customs. Who can argue with that? Can anyone argue with that? It's a fact, right? 63% believe immigrants place a burden on the economy. Can anyone disagree with illegal immigrants place a burden on the economy, right? They come here, they start getting benefits. That's a burden on the economy. They start going to school. Taxpayers that's paid for it, putting the bill, hospital bills, babies, crime, you name it. So in no way you can say it's not a burden on the economy. The polls show the American people are overwhelmingly against it. What does the what these politicians in Washington that say stuff, this Chamber of Commerce, ridiculous absurdity, where we need all these illegal immigrants to for the jobs that we don't have, and they float that lie, and the American people have to listen to it over and over, and they tell it over and over, and then you get some of the American people that are so dumb that they start to believe it. Yeah, I've run into you many, many, too many times. The ones that believe the indoctrination of the lying television. Look, the sad fact of the matter is, reach down and pull your head out of the sand and understand that this government could not care less your opinions. Look at Well, we'll get to it. Let me finish the article here. The study's finds align with recent trends where corporate elites have aggressively pursued pro-amnesty policies despite the fact that all the polls show otherwise. The solution, says the scholars, is a reinvigorated and engaged electorate. Well, good luck with that. Now let's talk about some of the things that prove this fact. GMOs. Take the polls. The people like to know what they're eating. Genetically modified foods. You can't get that passed. You can't get it passed on. There's only been, what, New Hampshire and a couple of little provinces that's been able to do a darn thing about that. Federal judges strike it down, and Monsanto comes with this great big money. The politicians, even Rand Paul, voted against it. You cannot get a darn thing done, even though overwhelmingly the people support genetically modified food labeling. The politicians are in the bag. Monsanto run roughshod. They can beat up and bully countries around the world. They own our politicians. Anything they want, they've got a monopoly on the seeds. They are just destroying the food system, in my opinion. And the American people, they try to fight it, march against Monsanto, all the rest. Can't do a darn thing in Washington, D.C. The politicians are in the pocket. About vaccines, forced vaccination, people opposed to the vaccines. You've seen the polls. People don't want to take the vaccines, get fired for not taking the vaccines. Can't do a darn thing about it. Why? The politicians are in the pocket of Big Pharma. About taxes. How long? My whole life been trying to fight against taxes. Taxes keep going up, higher taxes. You don't own your property, cost of property tax. You can't do a darn thing about it. Federal income tax. Illegal taxation. Taxation without representation. Can't do a darn thing about it. Why? The politicians are in the pocket. How about the wars? Declaring war. Haven't been done since World War II. We've bombed over 50 countries. We're engaged in countries all over the world. Now we're nation builders. Frame it as we're the great humanitarians. The polls show the people are all opposed to it. Why does it continue to happen? The politicians are in the pocket. How about the treatment of the veterans? The VA hospitals, all the polls show people are outraged, can't believe the veterans are being treated this way, can't do a darn thing about it. Got veterans waiting 8 months to get a broke jaw set. Lied to by the federal government. What's the moral of the story? Don't join the U.S. military. Why can't we do anything about it? It's because the politicians are in the pocket. What about the border? What about the southern border? All the polls show people don't like the border open. They want the laws enforced. People think illegal immigration is not good for this country's future. We can't do a darn thing about it. Why not? The politicians are in the pocket. That's why. Your voice don't count. You can, and I'm not knocking those of you that do it. Don't get upset. Don't get upset with me. I know I've got listeners that do this, and I'm not knocking you. I know you're trying to do the only thing you know you can do when you write your congressman, when you write your senator. And it is. It's one of the few things you can do. They've got their fax machine parked right over the trash can. It goes directly into file 13. I don't think they ever read it. They don't care what you have to say, whatever. Senator Burr don't represent me.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Welcome back to the Alternative Media. Red alert, red alert. There is a mass pandemic in America. Americans have Stockholm Syndrome. They are in love with their enslaver. I'm discussing this article, Breitbart.com. Average Americans have only a minuscule, near zero, statistically non-significant impact on policy. Now, I've been running down a little bit of a list here. We talked about taxes, wars, veterans' rights, the border, illegal immigrants, vaccines, Monsanto, GMOs. How about the government health care system, Obamacare? Remember how that wasn't going to be the law of the land and all that? Look at it now. This is the big one for me. This is the one that's the clincher. This is the one that proves it all, no matter who says what or what says who. The banker bailouts. I mean, the polls were, every poll I seen was 92% or more opposed, giving the very ones that caused the problem the money to fix the problem they created. Trillions looted, money missing. Hey, the Federal Reserve came right up there into Congress and said, we don't have to tell you who has the money, how much, or why. You work for us. Don't you know you're in our pocket? This is all just a charade. It's political theater for the peasantry. Yeah, the banker bailouts, they showed that you've got. What have you got, Mr. Voter Man? You've got minuscule, near zero, statistically non-significant impact on the public policy. What would be another one? Well, we could talk about Fast and Furious and how that went nowhere. What about all the polls show people oppose torture? People opposed Gitmo. People oppose foreign aid when our own country is $17 trillion past bankrupt, going $3 billion a day in the hole. But yet we do it anyway. Rendition, permanent detainment. How about that Patriot Act? I remember when I first got started. There was kind of like the End the Fed move and the March Against Monsanto move. There was a big move against opposing the Patriot Act. Here we are, 2014, August 16, 2014. They just keep renewing it. And then another perfect example would be gun control. You know, the people are running out buying guns by the masses, which is great. Exercising their Second Amendment right, they're doing that because they feel like a tyrannical, out-of-control government is opposing their Second Amendment, their Second Amendment rights. And it matters not the will of the people. The government just keeps incrementally tightening the stranglehold on gun rights. So when you can't see clearly what's going on, you start to have to put it together with the pieces. And if you look at the story that I just said, just went through, and then the answers, I'm sure there's more to add to this. And feel free to email them to me. Feel free to call in next hour and add to the list that proves. It proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that we, the people, have minuscule, near zero, statistically non-significant impact on public policy. Statistically non-significant impact. I mean, I don't guess we don't even rate the impact of 1%. They don't even weigh what the American, Barack Obama and George W. Bush, we could go back, Bill Clinton, whatever. There's a great story by the economiccollapseblog.com. If I get time to get into it, which I probably won't, about 20 years after NAFTA. It's on the website. It's a good read. But, Bill Clinton was preaching how great NAFTA was going to be. Look back at that now, 20 years later. You know, and we could go read my lips, no new taxes. I mean, we could go on back. It's not Democrat, Republican. We're being sold out. Neither party gives a hoot about what the people say. Remember how much they had to lie? George W. Bush had to lie with the weapons of mass destruction lie, getting the people. And the people went along. People was for that war. I remember. I was there. I've seen even church groups was out marching because they believed the fairy tale myth that the federal government of the United States and the lamestream corporate-owned media floated about 9/11. They believed it. You know, you could debate that for why. Forever, but that's why they did that. The control of the media is vast. I mean, you can't underestimate what this indoctrination, being browbeat over the head constantly with lies by the mainstream media, trying to shape your opinion. Look at how they're trying to shape the public opinion with regards to Russia right now. But anyway, I thought that was a very interesting story. I wanted to get that in a little bit more on what's happening with some of what we'll see going forward now with the invasion on the southern border and absolutely no accountability for it. Immigrant children and their families are flooding school registration centers in Georgia's DeKalb County this week in hopes of signing up for the school year that started Monday. School district officials are so overwhelmed, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, that they're passing out numbers. We need to come back next after the welcome, sir. Capacity of about 50 students per day, and already have registered about new immigrants, children last week, but hundreds of them there alone today. Locals have may believe that lines of immigrants are directly related to the current border crisis. Taken illegally, that the department only processed 60 immigrant students each day, wrote Laurie 1113. The problem is, foot the bill. Well, the answer to that was in the previous story, see. And the answer to that is, it's because Americans have only minuscule, near zero, statistically non-significant impact upon public policy. It matters not that the majority of the American people oppose what's going on. Democrats in Washington in this week, and we can prove them. Now, I'll be taking calls next hour. I will give the 1-800 number if you would like, if you'd like to call in. That story coming in from EAGnews.org, if you'd like to look it up for yourself. Now, when we come back after the break, I've got a little clip that I'm going to play for you. And if you can name that clip, if you can name the voice in that clip, I'm going to send you, you'll just give the name to the board op, Manny's the board op today. I'm going to send you one of my, it's of all the DVDs, and let me tell you, friend, I've got a lot. Documentary films. This one I've never seen anywhere else. It's my favorite about Nikola Tesla. If you're new to Nikola Tesla, this will be a real eye-opener. If you are a researcher or a fan and you think you've seen it all, if you haven't seen this one, you'll really enjoy it. Also, I'm going to include some Bill Cooper DVD that I really like as well. All that's going to be coming up after the break. Now, to continue with some of the news, RT.com ran this story. This past week, workers in the United States are earning an average of 23% less than the earning from jobs that were lost during the economic recession that began in 2008. According to a new report, the average salary in sectors where jobs were lost, especially manufacturing and construction during the recession, was $61,637, according to the report from the United States Conference of Mayors. In comparison, job gains in those sectors through the second quarter of 2014 came in with an average wage of $47,171. The difference comes out to about $93 billion in lower wage income, the USCM has found. Now, you know, we're living in different times. You know, things didn't go through temporary agencies when I got out of high school. That advent came shortly thereafter. I'm not exactly sure when that became popular, but I know I didn't do that, you know, when I was 18, 20. It was shortly thereafter, though. And we've seen so many jobs that there is not retirement benefits, good benefits, hospitalization. I mean, it has changed drastically. And here in this report, what we're seeing is that the jobs from 2008 to now, the returning jobs, and this is across many varieties of jobs, have much lower weight. Coming up on a, if you're listening to you,
nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
A dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high.
Alternative Media, Farron in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. And, you know, I've been trying to mix it up just a little bit. And next hour, feel free to call in any suggestions that you would like to the broadcast. I appreciate them. Just keep them nice if you can. And I'm going to ask the phone callers to kind of be brief. I want to get as many people on next hour as I can. I think it's been fair to some that's been waiting at the end that never got on and held forever, and then they send me ugly email. But, you know, I rant and I rave on this broadcast every Saturday, and y'all put up with me. And I stay frustrated and lay awake at night and have all kinds of different thoughts and wonder if it's affecting anything and is it doing any good and what difference does it make and what if I just quit. You know, would everybody around here ever forget that I did this for 6 years and the opinions they drawed of me? And, you know, sometimes I look for inspiration different places. I look for videos or audio, or I listen to other broadcasts. And, you know, in the last several weeks, I've really enjoyed John Stattmiller's broadcast. If you don't listen to it, tune in. It's a great broadcast. It's just worked out at my time. I've been able to catch that here lately, and I've got some inspiration from it. Last week, Art was the big winner. We played an audio clip, and he called in and knowed. Last week we were who made the documentary film 9/11 The Illusion. This week I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to play something 7 minutes long, but I want you to listen to this. I listened to this; it gave me inspiration, and you know, you can. You can get inspiration from a variety of different sources, but I think you'll find this interesting. And the question is, who is this? Who is saying this? And I'm going to play that for you now. You can call in 1-800-313-9443. Give Manny the board op the answer. And I'm going to mail you an excellent DVD, if you've never seen it, about Nikola Tesla, and a free DVD about Bill Cooper. Here we go.
Is it simply a collection of sensations, of feelings that we get as spectators? I'm sure that for many people, that's what life is. The more pleasurable their collection of sensations may be, the more pleasant their feelings, the more enjoyable the things they see as spectators, the better their life is. And that's understandable. That's what life always has been for animals. And we are animals. We are creatures of instinct. And our instincts tell us to survive, to find food, to seek shelter, to reproduce, to avoid danger. In a prosperous, civilized society, the drive to satisfy these basic needs expresses itself as a quest for wealth, for enjoyment, for comfort. 1,000 years ago, our ancestors also sought wealth, enjoyment, and comfort. But they didn't believe that these things were quite as important as most people today think they are. In that age, before television, people were perhaps a little closer to the earth, and they were a little more aware of just how temporary an individual's life is. And they reached out for things with a little more permanent, things beyond wealth and comfort and pleasure, things which to them seemed to have more real meaning. I remember a few lines of poetry which expressed this feeling among our ancestors in Scandinavia, and more generally in the Germanic parts of Europe, back during the Viking Age. Those lines are, "Cattle die, and kinsmen die, and so must one die oneself. But there is one thing I know which never dies, and that is the fame of a dead man's deed." For our ancestors 1,000 years ago, of course, cattle were wealth and kinsmen were power. And though they sought these things just as we do today, they understood that they were transitory. The value of these things was not permanent. The only thing that is permanent is the mark that one makes on the world with one's deeds. Everyone wants to live well, of course, but it is better to live effectively, to live so that one is remembered for what one has accomplished. And to put a little finer edge on the concept, it is not just fame in itself which is important. What counts also is the type of fame, the type of renown. The goal was to be remembered not just for being able to throw a spear farther than others, or to swing a battle axe harder, or to use a sword more skillfully. It was to be remembered for having lived a meaningful life, a significant life. For some, that meant a life of accomplishment, of changing the world. For others, it meant a life lived as closely as possible in accord with the ideals of personal honor and of service to one's people, so that one's life could be held up as a model and remembered as such. In any case, the life that had lasting value was a life of participation, never a life of sitting on one's hands and playing it safe. Perhaps too much television and too much comfort have caused us to lose sight of this very important thing which our ancestors understood. I think that they saw their individual lives more clearly in the larger context of the ongoing life of the race than we do. They were on more familiar terms with birth and with death than we are. And so, being constantly aware of the reality and inevitability of death, they were more concerned than we are to use their lives effectively and to give lasting meaning to them. For those of us today who do want to participate in life, who want to live significant lives, there is no more significant activity in which to participate than working to assure a healthy future for our people, for our European race. And there is almost no limit to the ways in which you and participate in this activity. Whether you are a housewife, or a computer scientist, or a machinist, or a secretary, or a bulldozer operator, or a law enforcement officer, or a teacher, or a writer, or an artist, you can participate. The only reason that a rabble are running America into the ground today is that decent people are sitting on their hands. If the decent people in America would get off their hands and accept personal responsibility for what is being done to their world, and if they would make a commitment and begin working together, we could sweep the whole coalition into the dustbin of history. It doesn't matter that the rabble outnumber us. We will whip them in a minute. We will have the media bosses jumping into the ocean all along the East Coast and swimming toward Israel as fast as they can go. But first...
I'm not sure why we're experiencing some... We're experiencing some static. I apologize for that being a little bit difficult to hear. Maybe we can correct it at the top of the hour break. Taking phone calls all next hour, 1-800-313-9443. If you think you know who that clip was by, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. Tell the board op, give him your address. I'll mail you the DVD by Tesla. If you'd like to call in next hour, try to keep it short. Give everyone time. I'd like to get everyone's phone calls and opinions, what's going on in the world. If you've got different news, different opinions, want to disagree, you can do that as well. Just keep it clean, keep it nice. Next hour dedicated to phone calls. The website, alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. If you'd like to email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Stay with me, top of the hour break, back in moments.